Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
We're out here. This is the field where the magic happens.
Betting Bites with Damon Betting. Betting Bites with Damon Betting.
Another episode of Betting Bites. Appreciate you being with me. Fantastic show this morning. Sam McEwen and we got a chance to talk to Jay Foreman, which is always a good time. Just kind of reunited, and it felt so good. But a lot going on. Spring game week. We got drafts coming up. And appreciate you being a part of what we do. 888-638-4876. Give us a call tomorrow or hop in the stream, right, on digital. We're on Facebook and YouTube. And, of course, good old ESPN 590 and ESPN Tri-Cities. A lot of conversations and some interesting stuff from the press conferences of the scrimmage the other day. And it just continues to build on the things that we've been talking about, and trust and being forthright through the media and who's the message for. And, you know, he got into quarterback play and ironing, sharpening iron. And it's just the consistency of the message never ceases to amaze me. You know, he just kind of sneaks it in where he's like, I didn't yell at the defense that bad last week. They were kicking the offense's tail. But then we went back and what we heard from Tony White about the standard being the standard, and how it's whether you think somebody is talking to you directly or not, that's real trust, right? Because we give the analogy, you know, coaches will say something and you'll have players that immediately think, well, he's not talking to me. I'm doing my part. And then there are those that are like, oh, yeah, he's for sure talking to me, right? So it's like, however you receive the information, it's do you trust the messenger? And I thought that was pretty cool. You know, he talked about the offense having a dominant day. But what does that mean? Is it dominant in the grand scheme of, hey, that'll be highly functional against UTEP? Or is it, when he says dominant in the best offensive day, is it better than what they're accustomed to because they struggled so much offensively a year ago, right? What's the baseline to say that? And who's the message for, right? He got into the intricacies. You know, sometimes, and I said this to Ravi on the show, sometimes I feel like, you know, I was talking about wide receivers last week and finishing catches, and sometimes quarterbacks throw the ball better than the end result and things like that. And, you know, he was very specific. Coach Rule was very specific in the press conference the other day where he said, you know, I felt like we did a better job of finishing explosive plays and making the most of the opportunities and just throwing it and catching it well. Right? So is that his barometer when he makes those kinds of comments? I just think it's cool to know that I'm not too crazy, like when I'm kind of trying to get into the football-y or the intricacy parts of what I see when I'm watching something. If I talk about finishing catches or running through routes or giving your quarterback enough room at the top of the route to make a play, I don't always know if that's good radio. I just know that when I'm trying to convey a message about the growth of the offense, all those little things matter in addition to just talking about the quarterbacks. So we just try to paint those pictures for you. And it should be pretty cool to hear and have it, you know, kind of validated. He said, hey, listen, I get it. Should we have blown the play dead on some plays? Sure. We're not actually taking these quarterbacks to the ground. So he gives you some context. Well, Coach White will have a chance to dial it up at some point. But he was very specific. Hey, I'm talking about throwing and catching. So then it's up to us to be able to receive the information without, you know, some unrealistic expectations or preconceived notions. Just take that information for what it is. I think it's really, really good practice because you have a coach with such authenticity when he talks to you that he'll tell you exactly what you need to know. It's just up to us not to do too much with it. So I think that's always kind of the chess checkers game with media and getting information and wanting to educate and talk to fan bases and get a mutual understanding of where all those entities are at with one another. It's been kind of a cool experiment so far with this group. And today we'll get into, or Wednesday I should say, what do you want to see in the spring game? In particular, what's the format that you'd like? We've heard a lot, whether it's from former guys or the few that have seen practice or even the coaching staff, like they want it to feel and look like football. What does feeling and looking like football mean to the fan base as they get ready to invade Memorial Stadium on Saturday? And then even if you want to get specific, right, or offensive line continuity or, you know, running effectiveness or, you know, or does the defense, if they get their hands on balls, do they actually catch it and turn potential turnovers into actual takeaways, or what is it? I don't know. But don't miss the show. Again, we'll start at 7 a.m. It's my main man, Robbie Lou, and I. It's Herd At Sports Radio, 888-638-4876. Or go ahead and hop in the stream and get on that YouTube page, because as we know, it's a very active place to be. And our digital numbers are through the roof. I appreciate every last one of you for being a part of what we do. It's another episode of Benning Bites.